1800s.
Canola conditions are all over the board. Pioneer field agronomist Christy Sundin says the earliest fields have the best potential. For late-planted canola, this week's rains may have been too late.
Insect pressure is a lot worse in the fields that are, you know, end of flower, early pod set. We're seeing a lot more insect pressure. You mentioned diamondback moth. We've got some fields being sprayed in the Cavalier County area. And some of them, it's borderline, but then you throw in flea beetles and grasshoppers in the same field, and you got three insects that are not at threshold. Technically, you're at threshold.
Monday's rain will provide a boost for the later maturing soybeans. Ross Garrison, who operates North Border Seed at Rolla, North Dakota, says there is also potential with the other crops.
Some pretty nice looking sunflowers in the area. Wheat, it remains to be seen. It looks better now than I expected it to at this point in time.
In many cases, it looks like two wheat crops in the same field.
Yes, with lack of snow cover and lack of spring rains, we have basically one crop that's 10 days behind the other crop in the same field.